Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me today, for staying with me. If you've been listening and if you just tuned in, welcome aboard. We're glad to have you here. Wilma Goldstein is our guest and our good friend, a longtime member of our Brain Trust, one of the smartest people I know, and she's assistant administrator at the SBA's Office of Women's Business Ownership, and she's our good friend Wilma. Welcome back to the show.
Thank you, Jim. Good to be there. I always have to giggle when I hear the wonderful rock music. I love it. That's your theme song.
That's right. It's good to have you back. And how are things inside the Beltway?
Well, inside the Beltway, of course, this week it's quiet because Congress went home.
So we all feel safer.
Yes, we certainly do. We can't get in too much trouble. And at the SBA, we have news because we have a new administrator.
You do. Stephen Preston.
Yes, we do, and he's only in his third week, and it's wonderful to have him there. And
you have met him, and what do you give us we need the scoop. How is he?
Well, in personal relationships, you know, just the one-on-one kind of stuff, he and Hector are both wonderful, easy people to be around. They have a
Hector Barreto being the outgoing
administrator. Barreto. I know they all tell us to call him by their first name, and I think people out there wonder why so familiar. They tell us to, so we do it. They're both easy, friendly people. Hector's idea was to learn about the SBA and to travel around and take that message all around the country. Steve Preston has a different kind of background than Hector, and right now what he's doing is he wants to talk to all of us. He wants to dig in and find out what's going on at the SBA, how we do everything. Is it this the best way we can do things? Can we change? Should we do better? And one of the great things he said to all of us, he said, listen, he said, I want to have a debate with you, he said, and I hope you win. He said, because then I'll know. He said that you've spent a lot of time thinking about this. He said, and I don't mind losing some of those arguments. So he's created a really comfortable environment for all of us.
It sounds like it.
Mm-hmm, to take a look at what's going on. And the women of the Center for Women in Business Research and the National Women's Business Council, and I met with them one day last week, and because he likes to be up to date on what's going on, so we reviewed all the statistics. And in it, you know, the first meeting with anybody, people are figuring stuff out about each other. And he said, you know, I've had women for bosses. He said, I've had women work for me. He said, I've had women as colleagues. He said, I've worked in places that are good environments for women and not so good environments for women. And he said, and I'm perfectly comfortable with this. He said, I want to know the facts. He said, I have three daughters, he said, who are going to be brilliant successes someday. And we all got a chance to meet his kids, too. They came for the swearing in. So we all, right now, are in a time of really good feelings about him, and we wish him well. And it's always fun to sit down and say to somebody, this is what we do, this is why we do it, and here are different perspectives. So we're all get our stuff ready for him.
Well, yeah. I'm looking forward to meeting him and introducing him to my audience. I know he's just getting his feet on the ground. We actually are talking to the communications folks about getting him on the show before too long. But he has some important shoes to fill and some shoes that have been controversial.
Right.
And so it'll be interesting to see how he deals with that. And I say controversial. I also say that and I've said this more than once on the show, Wilma, the controversy that Hector found himself in at the end of his tenure was not deserved on his part, as far as I'm concerned. Not that Hector was perfect. He wouldn't say he was perfect. Not that Hector didn't make mistakes. We all do. But Hector wound up being the whipping boy for the people who don't like Mr. Bush. And to me, what happened to Hector in the last 6 months of his tenure as the SBA administrator is one of the reasons why good people don't go into politics.
Well, that's right, and why people get a bad impression of government, because, no, we're not perfect, and we may not do things that suit everybody. I thought the Katrina stuff was particularly unfair, because we're not in a position to do anything until a place decides how it wants to rebuild. And
right.
Then we're yelling at us for, where's your money, where's your money? Well, what are we giving the money for? We didn't know what it was going to be. You don't just write checks and say, here, figure out what you want to do.
If the SBA had reacted the way people wanted them to react, Hector might be under indictment right now. I'm serious, because they have rules that they have to follow, and those rules take more time than the need sometimes requires. Stand by. Yeah. We're gonna move on and talk about women business ownership with our good friend and one of the experts on that topic, Wilma Goldstein, right after these messages. It's 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
You have to go on and do it all day.
We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and I'm glad you're here. My website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter and my blog. The blog comes by Real Simple Syndication, which you can get on my site, and the newsletter comes by email on Sunday afternoon. Get you ready for the week ahead. The blog is updated every weekday, but we have lots of other stuff there, folks. Thousands of articles, thousands of archives of shows that we've done that you can go back and find a topic you're interested in, find something you want to know about, and we probably have done an interview on it, and all you got to do is go to our search engine, check it out, go in there and check out by categories. We've got suites on the left side of the homepage there, where you can learn more about how to navigate our site. And so check that out when you get a chance. It's all there. It's all free. Thanks to our outstanding corporate partners, which we hope you will say thanks to yourself. Wilma Goldstein is our guest, ladies and gentlemen, and a great resource, a staunch, world-class advocate for women business owners. And Wilma, tell us how things are going for women in the marketplace these days.
Well, things continue to go extremely well. We are still starting businesses at a rate overall twice as much as any male or a combination of male and female-oriented business. Minorities are 4 to 6 times that. And, we continue to be proud of that. It shows that the kinds of businesses that women are going into have continued to change and are not, there are people that have this image of what a woman in business means. It means that you're doing something that would be labeled as a product for women, a service for women, and that's less and less and less true. The statistics.
My audience knows that, Wilma, because of all the women we've interviewed who own construction companies. Mm-hmm. The Small Business Person of the Year 2 years ago was in the environmental remediation business.
Right. And you and I once had the wonderful fun of interviewing the woman with the DNA lab and
oh, yeah.
Put on her clothes dryer.
Yeah.
And was her desk. And that's combining all the trends at once, which is, of course, women as juggler. That's still true. But that gets more and more and more diverse. And it's very exciting to see. We are in the process of completing this year's proposals for new women's business centers, and we're going to make it back up to over 100, I'm quite sure. We're still a few weeks away from it, and then everyone's coming to Baltimore in September to our post-award, which means a conference that we have after we give out the awards for this year's women's business centers, which is Everybody Plus the New. And that'll be fun. We've never gone to Baltimore before. We've always been in Washington. We thought we'd try something new this year. And so there'll be a lot of action the first part of September. All the women's groups are coming to town for some reason or
another. Give us that website for the Women's Business Centers.
We're now officially part of the SBA website. So it's mm-hmm. SBA.gov. And then you go to, you find Women's Business, on as a link on the SBA.
So it's not online WBC anymore?
If you go to online WBC, as usual, it will lead you there.
Right.
We are, once again, as all companies in the modern day world and businesses and groups have to do, updating our website. You know.
And that's online WBC.org or gov? I always forget.
Gov.
It used to be org in the original when it first came out. Online WBC.gov or go to the SBA.gov website and you can find it there under the women's link. And tell us what we'll find when we get there. Will we find the listing of all the women's business centers around the country?
You'll find the directory so that if there's if you know someone or you yourself or someone that want to start a business or think that you need some counseling or training on your own business, you'll find a state-by-state directory of where all of them are, which, of course, we will happily add our 10 or 15 new ones soon.
Mm-hmm.
You will find not quite as much material as before because we're in the process of refining it so that what we do will be more updated. We had a lot of pages on there that have been there forever, and we cried and wished them goodbye, and now we're we're updating them. We also have a SBTN, which is a training website where you can access and look for things if you're the kind of person that is comfortable being trained online, which is the wave of the future.
More and more people are.
Right.
Wilma, what would you say to a woman, if there's a woman out there right now saying, you know what, I need to add income to my family. I'm not happy with my job. I'd like to go do something on my own. What would your advice be to them?
Well, I'd encourage her to give it a lot of thought but not jump into it until she went and sat and talked to somebody who said this is what it's about. And keep this in mind, that over 80% of all women-owned small businesses are sole proprietorships and are home-based. So think about whether or not that's something you want to do. I mean, it's mm-hmm. obviously cost-saving.
If it's actually practical for you to do that, if you're in a one-bedroom apartment, that might not be so easy.
Right. It may not. So then
although it can be done.
Oh, sure. I've done it.
But you have to deal with it. You have to know what you're about to deal with. Go ahead.
And all the options that you either have or haven't thought about, you can have an opportunity to discuss. I'd schedule myself an appointment with the closest women's business center in my area, or if there isn't anything that's accessible, I would go to an SBA district office.
Or a small business development center.
Or a small business,
yeah,
yes, or find a store chapter.
Some of those folks, yeah.
And at least then the chances are, they say that most businesses fail because they didn't have the right information, because they weren't a good idea.
You can get the information there. Quick break. Stand by. Wilma Goldstein and I will be right back after these messages. 10 till.
Balanced on the precipice, the moment must reach.
Little Steely Dan for you. One of my favorite bands. Wilma Goldstein is with us. She's one of my favorite people. How about that? My favorite band and one of my favorite people all at the same time. Wilma, it doesn't get any better than this for me.
Well, I'm not quite ready to sing yet, though.
A little Steely Dan, a little Wilma Goldstein. I tell you, that's just my life is good. And
very
Wilma, what are some of the challenges that women are experiencing right now, starting businesses?
Well, we're not totally caught up yet in the area of finance. Now, I want to put a caveat on that. Very few lending institutions are willing to give startup money to men or women.
Anybody.
Yeah, for any very small.
And there's a reason for that, Wilma.
Yeah.
It's too risky.
Yeah, it is, and they don't take that risk.
Yeah.
So know that also. And one of the reasons it's a good idea to get help. There are a million businesses out there that probably you haven't thought about whether or not you can do, that people with experience at a women's business center, SBDC, or SCORE can say to you, here's something you could comfortably do from home. If you don't have a lot of money to invest, you won't need big inventory. It's worth it to take that trip. When it comes to expansion money, things are getting better. There's still, I mean, if you watch any television at all and see those hysterically funny ads about banks that will or won't consider small businesses, you know that we still have a way to go. But everybody's working on it, and it's gotten a lot better.
Anybody who has a good business model and decent credit and the ability to put, you know, their idea on paper and has customers and, you know, and shows that they're that they have a viable business, who can't get a loan for their business these days, has got a problem. Because that's today, when you get to that level, and what I just described, folks, I hope you didn't think that I just described a Fortune 500 company. I'm talking about if you've got customers and you've got business and you've been able to show any kind of a track record at all, I mean, even if it's just a year or so, if you can't get a loan at a bank for something to buy a computer or something to grow your business, then it's probably your problem, not the bank's problem.
Well, that's right. And if you're a woman, one of the statistics you ought to keep in your head is that we continue to be better at paying back than men do.
Mm-hmm.
And so the banks that have figured that out know that women are a somewhat less risk to loan money to than partnerships or men, because a woman feels a huge obligation to, if she made a commitment to pay back the loan, by God, she's going to pay back the loan. And that's serving us well, and there's a buzz out there about that, too. And so all those things mean that you may start the business at home, you may do it because you don't want a job any longer, and you may decide that you want to grow it. And if you grow it, things are getting better out there.
I don't want to give women the idea, though, that they're more likely to be relegated to a home-based business, because that's just seems to be, I don't think it's that women are relegated to that. I think women are more likely to choose that as an option more than men do. And I think because men have a little more of an ego. I mean, it takes a home-based business is in the culture now. It's in the mainstream now. But more guys, I think guys are more likely to want to see their name on a shingle outside somewhere, and maybe the quicker than the ladies are. But you know, just because you're female doesn't mean that you're likely to operate as a home-based business.
No, but a lot of women see it as the most attractive option, because part of the reason they do it or want to think about it is they're still responsible for home care. They're responsible
caregivers.
For elder care. And so they can do it under their own nose, and as they start making money and becoming self-sufficient, it becomes an easier way to live, although God knows, you and I both know, by easy, I don't mean that you work any less hard. You work harder, but the result is there's a comfort zone that you have, and you don't have to use your money for childcare, and you don't have to use your money the same way. And, well, women are do-it-yourselfers, and so that's sometimes the difference between whether you do it from home or in an office, and men are less likely to think of themselves as the people that go and make the copies and the coffee. You know?
Women are crafty, aren't they?
Yes,
and I mean that in both ways. They're into crafts and they're crafty too, aren't they?
And we got this thing pretty well.
You got to watch
out.
Them, guys. We're going to have to watch these women. They're crafty. Hey, right. Wilma, thank you for being here. Good job today. Give us that website again, please.
It's SBA.gov.
And find us
on there.
Find the women's section on there. It's a big website. It's a very important website. Thank you, Wilma, for all that you do for small businesses.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for having me on.
Okay. Wilma Gostein, ladies and gentlemen, a great American. Got to go for this hour. Before I do, I want to thank my heroes, small business owners, men and women especially. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.